Do I really want to know? Do I really want to know? I like to tell myself I'm whole and perfect. I like to tell myself all is in divine order. I like to tell myself that this is a beautiful world. This is a wonderful world. I like to tell myself that everyone in this world is a glorious, fantastic being. That's what I like to tell myself. But do I really want to know that? Do I want to know that I am whole and perfect? If I tell myself I am whole and perfect, and then I look at the appearances, and the appearances say, there's a ways to go yet. There's a way to go yet. If I look at myself and say, I am unconditionally loving at all times, and then I think of a moment when I judge somebody, or I think of a moment when I have an unhappy thought about somebody or something or what have you, and then I say honestly to myself, do I really want to know? Do I really want to know who I am? Do I really want to know the truth about myself? Do I really want to know that I am whole and perfect? Because if I were whole and perfect, I wouldn't be thinking about wanting to be whole and perfect. If I were unconditionally loving, I would have no conditions under which I could ever be unloving of myself or anybody else. And do I really want to be that way? Do I really want to look at the world and see it through rose-colored glasses? Do I really want to look at the world and see it glorious and wonderful and fantastic and simply outstanding? Do I really want to do that? I have to ask myself that question. I have to ask myself that question every time I am human, every time I look at the world with the limited eyes of being a human being. Because can I say that this world is divine? Can I say that I am divine? Can I say that all is in divine order now? Can I say that? If I can say that, then I have nothing to seek, nothing to go after, nothing to find. I have only to live in that awareness, live in that consciousness, live in that realization, live in that knowingness that all is in divine order right now. All of our lives we have lived in the idea that it is a to-be world. Not that it is a world that is, but it is a to-be world. We'd like to be better. We like to be divine. We like to be wonderful. And because of this attitude we have had from childhood on, because this is a human attitude, I'm only human, we think that's an excuse for not being divine. We think that's an excuse for not being all that we can be. And we have to ask ourselves, do I really want to know? Do I really want to know that I am whole and perfect? Do I really want to know that I am glorious, that I am fantastic, that I am beautiful? Do I really want to know that you are wonderful? You are beautiful. You are my creation. Oh, goodness sakes. My creation? If you are my creation and you are not perfect, then I am not a perfect creator. Now, am I a perfect creator? Or at least, is the divine in me a perfect creator? If the divine in me is a perfect creator, then I should be a perfect creator. If the divine in me is a perfect creator, then everything that I look upon in my world, including myself and starting with myself, is perfect. All is in divine order. All is in divine order. Now, Do I really want to be divine? Do I really want to express that magnificence within myself of just who and what I am? That's the question I ask myself from time to time. That's the question I ask myself whenever the going gets rough, whenever things don't work out just quite as perfectly as I would imagine them to. And then I go back to my drawing board and I clean up my act. I go back to my thought system and I say, whatever thoughts I think, that's the world I live in. Whatever thoughts I think, that's the experiences that are in my world. Whatever thoughts I think, that's who I am. Now, do I have the possibility? Do I have the potential? Do I have the ability to think beautiful thoughts about myself? Do I have the ability to think that I am a wonderful person? I do. Why don't I do it? Why don't I think I'm a wonderful person at all times? Why don't I think that I am just a fantastic person? Well, you say, that's being kind of special to yourself. No, it isn't. I have to be a special person first. I have to like myself first. I have to be able to look at my world from inside of me and see my world, a reflection of what's inside of me, and see my world as perfect in every single way, without limitation, without hesitation, without reservation. I see my world divine and wonderful and good. I see all of my creation living in their divinity because I see me living in my divinity. And as I see me living in my divinity, I see me as a very, very, very happy fellow. I see me as a very fulfilled person. I see me glorious. As long as I have to ask myself, as long as I have to ask myself about my thinking, do I really want to know? Do I really want to know? Or do I know and do I feel I am only human? Do I want to be human? Do I want to have emotions that tell me that I am sensitive to the world about me because it's a world that exists? Not a world that I created necessarily, but a world that exists. Because if I am in a world that I created by every thought I think, then if there's anything that's a little off, I have to go back to my drawing board and I have to select new thoughts, new attitudes, new conditions for myself and my life, so that I can live the ideal, wonderful, fantastic, fabulous life that I am. This is what it's all about. This is what it's all about, and this is what it's always all about. It's about me. And what is my attitude about myself? Do I really want to express my divinity? Do I really want my world to be a divine world? Do I want everyone in my world to be healthy, wealthy, and wise? Do I want me to be healthy, wealthy, and wise? Then I must start saying, I am now healthy, wealthy, and wise. I am fantastic. I live in a world filled with people who are healthy, wealthy, and wise. I live in a world filled with people who are like Carlos Slims, who is the second wealthiest man in the world. Now, what does he do with all that money? What does he do with all the power he has? Well, he lives according to his attitude about himself. He just lives in the consciousness of money. He lives in the consciousness of wealth. He lives in the consciousness of power. He lives in the consciousness that he can bring about virtually anything he wants in his world. He believes in himself. Now, does he have moments of doubt? If he has moments of doubt, he would not be the second wealthiest man in the world. Perhaps he's the second wealthiest man in the world because he has a little doubt. And that keeps him from being the first wealthiest man in the world. What would the first wealthiest man in the world have? The first wealthiest man in the world would have the ability to just look at anything. If he wanted to buy it, he could buy it. If he wanted to train himself, he would hire somebody to help him train himself. If he wanted to become a great gymnast, he could do that. If he wanted to ride motorcycles, he could do that. If he wanted to use his mind to sail kites, he could do that. He could do anything at all. He could speak his word and have it be manifest instantly. You and I can do that right now. We don't have to be the wealthiest man in the world to do that. But the wealthiest man in the world does not doubt himself. He knows that he wants to be just who he is. Do I really want to know? Do I really want to be just who I am? Do I want to be the magnificent being that I am, what the divine in me is? If I do, it's not a matter that I put my consciousness on wealth or health. It's not a matter that I put my thought on anything else in the world except who I am. And as I put my thought upon who I am, really, then that's what I do. That's where I am. If I think I'm happy, I'm happy, I'm happy, I'm happy, it's not an idiot talking. I'm happy. If I think I'm whole and perfect, every organ, action, function of my body is whole and perfect. I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. So it is. I am whatever I want to be. And it's just a matter for me to decide. For me to decide alone who and what I want to be. And when I make that decision of who and what I want to be, and maintain my every thought on who and what I want to be, that is just who I am. And I am the allness and the oneness. Do I really want to know? The evidence is in the type of life I live, in the type of experiences that I have, in the type of awareness. Do I like me? If I truly like me, then I know that I really want to know and be who I am right now. Try it. It works. It works powerfully, wonderfully, marvelously right now. I love you.